You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Welcome back to this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Today, a question in from Nick Reed. Lindsay, nice to have you back on. You well?
How's it, Brad? Very good, thank you.
Very, very good. All right, question from Nick. Nick says, okay, this is a serious question. I've previously run each of my long or slash easy runs at race pace and subsequently have become injured over the past year or so simply because I didn't know any better. I've learnt the hard way. So I joined the Faster Beyond 50 master plan. And the first thing I've been told is to run a lot slower, which makes good sense. I'm just returning from a knee injury, and last week went for my first run in almost a couple of weeks, which was okay except for this issue. I found it quite tricky to stay at the slower pace and quite hard to get into a rhythm of running at that pace when my body felt like it should be going quicker. So I was wondering if you had any tips on how to do this effectively. I just don't feel like my body was flowing, if you'd like, and I fully understand that it's the first one that I've done, and I'm sure I'll get used to it, but I wondered if there was any techniques or any advice you could offer. Thanks in advance, Nick. Great question, Lindsay, because a lot of people feel uncomfortable when they first really dial things back on the easy and slow runs.
Yeah, they do, because there are some adjustments you need to make. Taking slightly smaller steps is probably one of those, and not everybody makes that change, and that's also part of what makes everything feel so uncoordinated and uneasy. But as he's experienced, it's really necessary to do it, and you do get used to it over time. I always use the East Africans as the examples, because nobody runs slower than the East Africans on their easy runs or track warm-ups and track cools down.
You haven't seen me run recently, Lindsay. Although I don't run as fast as the East Africans, I definitely run slower than they do.
In relative terms, you're probably still way faster than them. So there is a degree, he's right. There is a degree of now getting used to and being more comfortable at it. And one of the techniques that you can use, though, if you are on a run, and this happens to a lot of people, is that every time they look down at their GPS, they're going too fast. So if people are in that kind of trap, then what I encourage them to do is to just take some short walk breaks. So if you take a short walk break every 2 miles or so, every three and a half Ks or so, then you will be forced to slow down. It will take some of that pressure off. It will ensure that you don't overdo it on every run. And over time, as you keep forcing yourself to do that, you will slowly feel a little bit comfortable at the slightly slower paces. And I think in the short term, it's always hard. It's a mental shift. You have to make the change. But look in the short term to go 3 to 5 seconds slower. And over the long term, in this sort of scenario, if he's belting everything at race pace, it's probably more like, in the short term, 7 to 10 seconds slower. And in the long term, you're probably looking to slow down in the region of 30 to 40 seconds per K, maybe a little bit more. But also, one way of doing that is to do it in chunks with the walk breaks, so that you just reduce that eccentric stress.
Yeah, Lindsay, and it's quite a funny one, because this is, Nick's obviously done this for a long time, so he's used to running at that pace. So to change it up does feel uncomfortable. And I use the example when I swim. I don't breathe both sides. I only breathe on the right. And I've recently taught myself to breathe on the left. And it was super weird, because I was used to only lifting my head out the water on the right. So as soon as I moved to the left, it felt like I was drowning. And it was just this repetitive of getting used to a new sort of way of doing things. And within a few weeks, it felt normal. And it is initially, it does feel quite strange, but you've just got to, it's like learning to play the piano. You've just got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable for a short while, and then all of a sudden things fall into place.
Absolutely. And then, of course, there are, when you've dialed that easy pace running in and you start to do pace work and speed work and intervals and all this kind of stuff, then you are still going to push yourself. So just understand that you're doing what you're doing to lay a much better foundation to get nice strong muscles, tendons, ligaments, so that you can withstand the higher intensity sessions. And then, of course, the high intensity sessions, you'll be able to do much better because you're doing your easy runs that much easier.
That's such a great question. It's one we get often, so I thought we'd address it on the podcast. Nick, thank you for that. I hope and I'm sure that things are improving because this was posted a week or so in the forum. So, yeah, appreciate that question. Lindsay, as always, appreciate your time. We look forward to catching up again soon.
Cool. Cheers, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad here again. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Before I go, if you're struggling to get faster, we've got something special for you. All you need to do is head over to this URL. It is coachparry.com/PB. It's a free training plan that'll help you shave minutes off your marathon PB time. Go check it out. It's coachparry.com/PB. And also, don't forget, if you've got a question you need help with, or if you'd simply like to run as well as we know you can, then all you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/ask.